We're doing the Seder HaDorot, a little bit of Jewish history. We were up to the year 2023. And at that time, Kedar LaOmer, the king of Elam, sent word to all the kings around, to Nimrod, the king of Shinar, and Tidal and Arioch, come help me. Let's destroy Sodom and everyone that's living there, because it's been 13 years that they've been rebelling against me. So, these four kings together went out. They had 800,000 soldiers. And they destroyed any person that stood in their way. And they conquered the five kingdoms, Sodom and Amora, Shinav, the king of Admah, Shemever, the king of Tzvoim, and Bera, the king of Sodom, Birsha, the king of Amora. So what do we say here? Shinav, Shemever, Bera, Birsha, and Bela, the king of Tzoar. They came out there to a place called the Valley of the Sidim, and these nine kings, five against four, had a battle. And as we know, the five kings lost, Sodom and Amorah, and the area over there was filled with pits of tar. So the four victorious kings went in and looted all the cities of Sodom and Amorah, and they took all of Lot's wealth. And Oni, who was one of Avram's servants that was out there at the war, he came and told Avram, and Avram took his men, 318 men, and gave chase that night, and they all fell before Avram. No one was left. The only ones that were left were the four kings, and they ran for their lives. So Avram returned all the wealth and Sodom and of Sodom and Lot and his wife and the kids. He gave everything back, and as he came back, Bera, the king of Sodom, and his men came out of those pits of tar that they had fallen into. They finally climbed out. And Adonitzedek, the king of Yerushalayim, also known as Shem, he came out with his men to greet Avram. He brought him bread and wine. And they settled over there in Emek HaMelech. And Adonitzedek blessed Avram. Avram gave him a tithe, because Adonitzedek was considered a priest of Hashem. So the kings of Sodom begged Avram, give us the captives and you take the wealth. And Avram said, I'm not taking a thing. And so he sent the kings of Sodom, and he warned them, take good care of my nephew Lot. So they went back with Lot. Avram settled in Elonim Mamre. Hashem appeared to Avram again in Hebron, and he said, don't worry, you still have a lot of wages coming. So we discussed already that when Avram was born, they wanted to kill him because they saw that he would rule the world. And Hashem hid him for 13 years underground. And then he went out, and he came out to the building of the Dor HaPalaga when he was 48 years old. And when he was 51, he had mastered the concept of monotheism. Avram spoke Lashon HaKodesh, he hated idolatry, and all this took place 10 years before Noach passed away. When he was 60 years old, he started speaking publicly about monotheism, and then he was imprisoned for 10 years. And then when he was 70 years old, he came out of prison, and that's the year when he was 70 years old that he bashed up his father's idols. Not a little boy, when he was 70 years old. And then Nimrod threw him into the furnace and he walked out alive. And he went back to Choron, which was where he had originally come from. And according to this understanding, the reason that Terach ran away was because when Avram was born, people started eyeing Terach suspiciously because Avram was so successful. And then after his children wed, so then he went to Haran, and Avram stayed with his father for 5 years. And that's when Hashem told him, when he was 75, Setem Lech Lecha. And that was the year of the famine. He went down to Egypt. 3 months between that and the time he stayed in Elone Mamre in Hebron. And then he had the war with the kings when he was 76 years old. He had the vision of Bris Ben Absarim. And he and Sarai traveled throughout Canaan converting people. He stayed in Hebron 25 years and in Gerar 27 years. When he was in Israel 10 years, that's when he married Hagar. When he was 86 years old, he had Yishmael. Because he was, remember, he was 76 then, plus 10, and then Hagar, and that's why Yishmael was 13 years old when he had the bris. So he doesn't like this whole opinion here that he just quoted. Now, Aner Eshkol and Mamre are three people, otherwise known as Eliezer, Yosef, and Yehoshua. Aner Eshkol and Mamre. So he's learning that these three reappeared in Eliezer, Yosef, and Yehoshua. All three of them, Eliezer, Yosef, and Yehoshua, are called Nar. And Chanoch appeared there three times in a Gilgal. Aner was Chanoch, Eshkol was Eliezer, and Kalev was also Eshkol. Alright? Okay, you'll figure out how to put that together. Mamre, he says, was Yosef. And that Mamre first appeared in Rachel and in Dila. Malkitzedek is Shem. Okay. And that reappeared again in Aravna. And Amraphel is Nebuchadnezzar. So we never know what to do with all these Gilgulim he tells us about. In the year 2026, Reu, the son of Peleg, passed away when Avram was 76 years old. And now we're up to the year 2033. Avram has lived in Canaan for 10 years. He's 85 years old. And that's when, after 10 years, that they haven't had children in Israel. So Sarai tells him to marry Hagar. Because Hagar had learned from Sarai. So she seemed fit to be his wife. Now, Avram married three women. Sarai, the daughter of Shem, he says here. That's very interesting. And Keturah, the daughter of Yefet. I guess he means a descendant of, not the daughter of. Unless he's going with a different medrash. And Hagar, the daughter of Ham. If she was the daughter of Paro, and Paro was from the land of Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim was the son of Ham. So he says, you see, Avram married a descendant from each of Noach's three children, Shem, Ham, and Yefet. Sarai was a descendant of Shem, Keturah was a descendant of Yefet, and Hagar was a descendant of Ham.
Keturah and Hagar were the same.
Again? He's not going with that medrash, is he? He says that we have a famous story about Yishai, that the maid had such respect for Yishai's wife that even though Yishai's wife had told him to marry the maid called the wife and said, "You go back, I'm not doing such a thing. You go be with your husband." And that's when David came to the world. And that's why there was a question whether David was of a legitimate source, because the wife had left and now she came back pregnant. So we have a tradition that that's what happened, that the maid had such respect that she called her and said, "We're switching, I'm not doing it." So according to that, he wants to say that Hagar was fixed. Her Gilgal, her Tikkun, whatever that means, was with that maid of Yishai. Because originally, what was Hagar's error? Because she took her master lightly. She took Sarai lightly. So now she was fixed in the maid of Yishai, who took Yishai's wife seriously. Okay, and we'll pick up here with Zachem next week.